I think you all have the documents for the agenda, and we have about 4 items on the agenda. The first one is the adoption of the members who are supposed to serve on the National Council of Correctional Services. And the second item will be the consideration and the adoption of the annual report of 2009. I think we have a thick document here, and members have not had time to peruse it. I think we'll only note it, and we will adopt it in the next meeting. And then the third item will be the adoption of the program for the first quarter of 2010. And the last item will only be a briefing about the delegation from Finland, which we'd like to meet with members on Monday and Tuesday, provided that members are available. In fact, it is going to meet with the Constitutional Review Committee. They have extended an invitation to the members of the committee who will be available. There was a meeting between our committee and the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services, which was briefed by the Minister on Correctional Services about the candidates and the nomination of the people who want to serve on the NCCS. And the committee has agreed that the following candidates should serve on the NCCS in terms of the provision. The names are that of Dr. Samakhadi Joseph Kometsi, Ms. Lusanda Rotaimani, Dr. Malitsi Mako, Ms. Businko Beni, Ms. Lynn Smith, Dr. Mohammed Randera, Dr. Hema Hagoven, and Advocate Silas Nkanuni. Do we agree with the names of the candidates provided, honorable members? Commissioner?
Yes, Chairperson, we agreed because it was already accepted at the first meeting on, I don't know, but remember when it was that. But we're comfortable with the names.
Honorable Matila?
Chairman, yes.
Thank you very much. Any objection? None. Thank you very much, honorable members. These names, the committee adopts them and endorses them to serve on the NCCS. Thank you very much. The second item, as I said, do all members have the copy of the annual report? Can we just note that we received it and the members should have time and peruse the report? We will adopt it in the next meeting. Thank you very much. And the third item is the adoption of the program for the first quarter of 2010. Do members have the program with them? Any comments, any amendments to the program? Honorable members should note that the site visits that have to be taken by both committees, and members should indicate with Gashwin and Moss where they would prefer to go. We'll be going to Pretoria, and there's another visit regarding the interventions with cooperative governance. So members should indicate where they would prefer to go, and notice Gashwin and Moss for the preparations. Welcome, Honorable Nessie. Honorable Watson.
I see in our program here you've made a lot of emphasis on the state of the province addresses, but especially our other committee on local government has got a lot of work. And at the program committee on Wednesday, the proposal was made that the members of this committee that should be excused from going to their provinces. And I fully endorse that, because we must get this work done. Local government and service delivery is of the utmost importance. And I'm sure that if each of us are absent at our state of the province addresses, then they won't miss us.
I think we agree with you a lot on that.
Yeah, I've already, last night at the banquet, I already told my speaker to please excuse me, because I think this is the most important work. So I think we must consider our work superior to visiting provinces on the state of the province address in this instance.
Agreed, honourable members.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Any comments on the program? Or can we move for the adoption? Honourable Matila?
Chair, move.
Honourable Mkhobi?
I second.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Commissioner. The program is adopted. The final item is just a brief. We have received a notice that there will be a delegation from Finland led by Mr. Kimmo Sass, chairperson of the Constitutional Committee. They are also going to meet with the Constitutional Review Committee, but they have extended the invitation to members of the committee who will be available on the 15th and the 16th February. Depending on members' availability, those who will be present are welcome to be part of the draft program on Monday and Tuesday. The draft program has been issued to members, and those will be available on Monday and Tuesday, will be part of the meetings. Welcome, Honorable Bloom. Honorable Watson.
Yeah, I'd very much like to meet the Finland delegation. I have some ties there over many years. I'm very fond of the Finnish people. So I don't know what the formal arrangements will be. I see that somebody is meeting them at 9:30, and then they're going to the National Assembly. So maybe if somebody could just advise us where we must meet.
I think Gershon should make a follow-up after the meeting and provide us with the...
I'll certainly be available on Monday.
Okay. Lalu Matila.
Chair, I'll also avail myself.
Thank you very much. Commissioner?
Yeah, no, I will avail myself.
Thank you, honorable members. This then brings us to the end of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned.
I will